Life Audio.
Hi, this is John Stonge, and before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to invite you to stop by my website, BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, where you'll find all sorts of resources and media to help you grow in your knowledge of Scripture and your relationship with Jesus. At BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, you'll find podcasts, videos, articles, books, and Bible studies that are all aimed to help you grow spiritually. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our email list as well so you can start receiving our weekly newsletter. Now let's take a quick pause for our network sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's episode.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Acts chapter 4, verse 12, which says, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Everyone is looking for something or someone to bring them a sense of peace, belonging, healing, security, and unconditional love. But only some people have a clear understanding of where those things can truly be found. We can tell what our hearts are convinced will save us by observing the priorities of our lives. If you're convinced that an earthly relationship, physical possession, financial windfall, personal achievement, or the respect of your peers can bring you a sense of wholeness, then your sense of well-being will become dependent on one of those things. Your time will be spent chasing it. Your sanity will depend on whether or not what you're chasing loves you back. But seeking to be fulfilled by anything or anyone other than Jesus is destined to result in a broken heart and a crushed spirit. There is one name under heaven, the name of Jesus, where salvation can be found. If we're trying to obtain a sense of peace, comfort, or validation through anything or anyone less than Jesus, we're buying into a harmful lie. But if we truly come to trust that Jesus is everything our hearts are longing for, we'll experience the contentment and joy He offers us today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for this powerful reminder that You've given to us today from it. You make it clear to us that there is no name under heaven other than the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, by which we can be saved. Salvation is found in no one else. And Lord, we know that there are many people in this world right now convinced of many falsehoods. They're trying to find a sense of well-being and a sense of salvation through lesser things, sometimes through relationships or possessions or finances or achievement or even the respect of their peers. But Lord, we know that all of those things are destined to disappoint us. Our salvation is found in no one else but Your Son, Jesus Christ. So Lord, if we're looking to any of those things to try and give our hearts some level of contentment or some sense of ultimate peace, we pray, Lord, that You'd help us to understand that it's not going to be through those things that we find what we truly need. Your Son offers us peace. Your Son offers us salvation. Your Son is the only one who can give these things to us. We don't receive peace or salvation through anything or anyone else. So we thank You, Lord, for this reminder from Your Word. We thank You for making it abundantly clear. And we pray that by Your grace that we would become more and more and more convinced of this truth as we see your hand at work in our lives and as we read through your word and believe that your word is true. We thank you, Lord, for all of these things. We thank you particularly for the gift of salvation that you've given to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.